game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's March 14th, 2017. I am so much louder in person, aren't I, Slim?
It's unbelievable. My neighbor called and said, can you keep it down, please?
Oh, sorry about the audio of last week's show. That only accentuated how much louder I am. I did a setting wrong, but we're back in our normal locales now, so we'll sound normal again.
Yeah, except I got this laptop at the wrong angle. I should be looking up at it.
Is the whole world upside down right now?
I mean, it's weird. I mean, it feels like I'm talking to you at like 5'6" instead of whatever that was.
It's like mini JV. If I had a mini me, oh, how weird would it be if I had a mini me?
I mean, that'd be I do kind of wish I had like a bobblehead next to me while I'm doing this.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like you should attach the bobblehead of me to your tablet. And so that way it's like you're talking to me.
Although, yeah, that would give me something to talk at. Yeah.
We're back in our places now. Slim is, oh my God. Slim has the balls to send me a text of a beautiful looking day at a golf course. The same time it's fucking snowing in North Carolina when I get back. Are you kidding me? Oh, there's my one F-bomb of the show. But
yeah, it was like, what, 8:30 in the morning on Sunday morning?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It just looks gorgeous. It was probably, what, mid-70s already?
Yeah, I guess so. It was a warm day.
And then it snowed here. I get this beautiful vacation in Phoenix and then L.A. and then Florida. And I come back and it snows. It's the worst. Although the East Coast, much northern than me, is going to get a lot of snow. So I probably shouldn't complain, but I'm gonna anyway, damn it!
That cold front's coming here. I'm expecting some low 70s.
Oh my God.
A high of in the 72.
Ugh, the worst. Slim is the worst. So, we're done with the fantasy regular season for standard leagues. Or you're in your stretch run of roto leagues, or you're in week two of the playoffs in some leagues. But standard leagues, RCL leagues, the playoffs have started, well, they started yesterday, but you're done with the regular season. How'd you do in your RCL leagues and your standard format leagues?
I missed my personal RCL. That's unfortunate. The favors pick, you know, that was an early draft, and yeah, that being an early draft kind of hurt me.
Yeah, I only missed one playoffs this year, and it was, we talked about it a lot, the JB versus Slim League. I just didn't have enough. Didn't have enough to barely miss the cut. Seventh. You were, what, half a game ahead of me and then won by a couple more points than me the last week.
Yeah, I held off a couple of people to make it in. It's a good team. I don't think I wouldn't want to play against it.
Yeah, so
still picking what days to do my streaming.
Yeah, I've already made...
We'll get all four moves in.
I've already made streaming moves in a couple of my RCLs, which probably isn't too smart, but I made the playoffs in my other few RCLs.
When you miss the playoffs, do you make any more moves?
No. And I know I probably should. The one I missed
in it. No, I don't.
I don't know. When someone clicks on your, like, it's...
I'll set my team, maybe, but I won't make any more moves if I miss the playoffs.
It's just, I get, okay. Well, on one side of the coin is it helps you finish higher in the league and it makes your page look better if anyone clicks on my page. Like, a lot of the, like, 11 out of 12 finishes are, well, I guess that wouldn't happen in a 12-team RCL, but, you know, like, 10 out of 12 is because I just never set my lineup in the playoffs when it's consolation.
Well, usually everybody else is thinking that, so all you gotta do is set your lineup to win.
Yeah,
that's, count that.
That's true. The other side of the coin is, should consolation people be really ruining the free agent market for the teams that are actually in it? I mean, that's like a philosophical question.
Yeah, that's pretty much the question.
I mean,
do they have the right, the nerve?
Oh, I have the nerve. I'm gonna screw you up. Yeah, Slim, you better not tell me who you want to pick up in our JV versus Slim playoffs, because I'm gonna pick them up first.
Well, fortunately, I'm undecided.
Okay, all right. Well, I had one first place finish in JB's RCL 3, so that's good. I got a bye week there. And then, yeah, first in the REL. But, I got a loss in the very last week of the REL. Almost had an undefeated season.
Oh, no. Yeah, you had the Miritich thing. That wasn't very nice.
Oh, I had so much. I had Kawhi get hurt for, like, a game and a half. KCP and Will Barton both had, like, their worst weeks of the season. Will Barton was terrible.
KCP. Yeah, the team that I had that did not make the playoffs was my KCP team.
Oh, okay. Blame it on KCP. Yeah, yeah. You're, like, number 100 overall pick. You probably picked up KCP. What are you talking about?
No, I drafted him. I had him the entire year from draft day.
All right. Well, looking forward to the playoffs. We've got a lot to catch up on to get you ready for the playoffs in your league. And we're looking forward to getting you some titles. On today's show, we're going to recap the past weekend of fantasy action. Another key entry, of course. And I want to mention Bradley Beal. I feel like we haven't talked about Bradley Beal a lot. And he had a big weekend, and that made me happy because I went back and looked at my ranks. I ranked him pretty well. Then after that, we're just going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. And then maybe we'll catch up on some other stuff on our later show. Want to talk RCLs on Thursday's show. Maybe we'll do another Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Maybe not. We'll catch up on some movies. We'll do all that fun stuff later in the week. But today is basketball only.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to drop LaMarcus Aldridge?
What was the diagnosis?
Heart arrhythmia. Where is our doctor? Oh, where is our doctor commenter? He hasn't been around in a while.
I'm telling you, man, they're all just disappearing. They don't know what to do with this healthcare crisis. Doctors are leaving.
All the doctors are leaving to go work in Canada.
Going back to India or something. You know, it's over with.
There's no more doctors left in our neck of the woods. Yeah, he's got heart arrhythmia. He missed... he's had two different stints of injury time off with heart issues. He missed 9 games in his rookie year, and he missed 10 days. And I think it was 2011. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't bring him back until the last week or two.
Does he have to pass some kind of any kind of test or anything to make it back?
I don't know what kind of tests because neither of us are doctors. He has to pass the 4th grade reading test to make it back from his heart issue. I think we are doctors now.
This seems reasonable then. Sure. Yeah, he's got to go. He can't read. I mean, it's not right.
Obviously, if you're in IL, I mean, you can put him there, or if you're in a bye week, you can wait, but I think if you're in play now mode, I mean, he's already been ruled out for yesterday, but yeah, I don't see him doing too much anytime soon.
Okay, there's not too much you can do about it. They sticking with this lineup that, what are they doing here, Dedmon, Lee?
Yeah.
Is that the lineup? Is that the starting lineup?
Yeah, Dedmon, D. Lee, bring Powell off the bench. Kawhi came back last night. I don't know. I actually picked up David Lee in a couple leagues.
Yeah, I imagine he was dropped when Powell came back in just about everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his minutes went down to like teens.
Yeah, I guess you're hoping for like a Spates at the best.
I mean, Spates will hit some threes. I think Lee will get a couple more rebounds than that.
I think he'll be just a high efficiency guy in low minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's only if you need points, rebounds. You're not getting D stats. Yeah, but
the minutes aren't going to get there. Well, it's efficiency, too. That's
yeah, yeah, that's true. Last game against Golden State, 12-6-2, 4-6 from the field, 4-4 free throws. Only played 18 minutes. Oh, my God. Did you look at the stats from that game? That game was a travesty.
Yeah, Jonathan Simmons led the team in minutes. Is that what I'm looking at here?
I think
so. With his 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I mean, there's so
many they won.
Crazy things about this game.
Ian... Oh, no, I didn't see Slow-Mo up there again. 13-8-6 with a block, with a 3. Should we pick him up?
Who, Bertans?
No, Kyle Anderson.
Oh, Slow-Mo. I thought you said Bertans at first. No, because Kawhi's back.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but ABC gets this game, and the Warriors pinch their entire starting lineup, pretty much. And then the Spurs don't have Kawhi. They don't have Aldridge. They DMP Tony Parker. I mean, ABC has got to be pissed. And then, can we get a McCaw?
No.
Someone shoot that bird. 12. In 42 minutes, he shoots 0 of 12 from the field. McCaw!
Yeah. Ian Clark off the bench with
36 okay. points. What a shit show of a game. That was terrible.
That doesn't deserve to be prime time. What's there? Where's the backup? They need to go to backup.
I know. They should have just played the Nets and Knicks or something. That would have been a better game.
You will never say that again for the rest of your life.
Probably not. Did we talk Nurkic's line when we did the in-person podcast? Because I don't think we did.
I don't think so. I think it was that night.
Yeah, I think we recorded on a Thursday night, and then that night Nurkic goes out against the Sixers and goes 28-20 with 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and 6 blocks. Now, his 2 games since haven't been as good, but 3 blocks in each of them, it's still, you know, the turnovers are way high. Oh my God, he's got 5 fouls in 4 straight games. He's got to stop packing people.
Well, the minutes, you know, they seem to be playing him as much as they can, much as he can, much as he lets them.
Is Nurkic a top 50 player next year?
If these are the minutes I thought he'd get in Denver, and I was arguing for him to be top 50. So, yeah, sure.
Wow.
The turnovers need to come down, but when you have those kind of assists coming out of your big man who's blocking that many shots, you kind of live with it.
This is a legit question that I think no one will answer the way we might. Next year, Nurkic or Al Horford?
Or Jokic?
No, we're not doing the Nurkic Jokic again. No! I don't want to do that again.
You know it's going to happen.
Oh, the Nurkic. Oh, what a nightmare. Remember we tried to track that? I'm
thinking Nurkic again next year. You know that's going
to
happen.
Oh, we tried to track that, and it was such a train wreck. I think you're definitely taking Jokic over Nurkic.
All right, we'll see.
Maybe not definitely. I don't know. I mean, if Nurkic finishes this strong, you know, Nurk's going to get 2 plus blocks a game. That's more than Jokic is going to do in steals plus blocks.
That's what I think.
I don't know. 2 assists only in the past 2 games. The turnovers are so high. His field
Jokic
goal
ain't helping there.
I know. Well, his field goal percentage is not nearly as good. Free throws are better, but they're still kind of... I don't know. He'd have to have a few more of these ridiculous games like he had against Philly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was against what? Okafor's defense?
Did Okafor even play? Might have been against Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah, 38 minutes. Nice job.
Oh, Okafor did play.
We'll see. The past couple games haven't been complete duds, you know?
Yeah. All right. Marvin Williams had a big weekend. I know you hate Marvin Williams, but I mean, he's got to be owned in 12ers at this point, right?
I imagine. It's just when it falls apart, you know, when the D stats aren't there, it's really bad.
The fact that the Hornets have had awful, awful big man play.
Yeah, what's going on? This is quite a bit of scoring.
Scoring and the rebounds. I mean, double-doubles in 4 of the last 5 games going into last night. So far in 10 minutes against the Bulls, he's already at 5 points, 3 rebounds, and assists to the 3.
This sounds like this is kind of connected to Kaminsky going down.
Being out. Although Kaminsky's back, I believe, or at least he was close to back. So maybe we see the stuff go down a little bit.
Yeah, I like that 3-man rotation of Marvin, Zeller, and Kaminsky.
Yeah, that should work. I mean, defensively, I remember when I wrote up Brow's line when he went, I think, 42-21. I'm pretty sure that means Marvin Williams was guarding him a lot of the time.
Yeah, the Brow Cousins combo is pretty rough.
Yeah.
I don't expect anybody to really defend it.
Although they're not defending much of anyone either. They're not playing good basketball.
Yeah, that's the other problem, I guess. I mean, it's on Brow. Brow can sacrifice a little offense to play more defense, because Cousins isn't going to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they just gel in the offseason and we see him take off next year, and it's possible. They have the pieces.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, if Drew comes back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who's going to come back? Why not?
Yeah. Well, if you wanted to see the Pelicans play the rest of this year, or, you know, go ahead and start thinking about getting your tickets for next year, there's only one place to get tickets, and that is, of course, at our friends at SeatGeek. It's because they're the smartest way to find the tickets to the basketball games you want to see live and up close this season. There's nothing like going to a live game. We went to some spring training games, which I guess isn't really selling going to NBA games. But you can use SeatGeek to go to any games you want. It's a ton of fun and really easy to use. I've got the app on my phone. They show you the concert or event venue right there on your phone. They'll give you a grade on each ticket that's available, so you're always getting the best available deal at the best price. Mm-hmm. And every ticket has a 100% guarantee. And best of all, our listeners are going to get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the app, go to the settings tab, and add a promo code, and put in the promo code RAZZMBA, RAZZMBA, all caps, one word, RAZZMBA, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code RAZZMBA, and do it just for us, supporting us, our little neck of the woods. Right, Slim?
Yeah, we're already getting supported. I mean, you know.
I'm saying this also because it kind of sounds like you are in the woods right now.
Yeah, it's just a little wind. All right.
We are homeless podcasters. help us get a home.
That would be that would be a good podcast. I'd listen to that.
The homeless podcast?
What? Yeah. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get there.
That's a good idea. But seriously though, another thing you can do to help our podcast, I try to not do this a ton, but maybe I should. Can you give us a little iTunes review? You know, hop over there to iTunes, give us a little 5-star rating, give us a nice little word of encouragement. We'd love if you could do that so we could get some reviews on there. That'd be much appreciated. And I love you all. Thank you. Okay, back to basketball and less trying to make out with our listeners. Bradley Beal had a big weekend. He was a guy, remember, I ranked higher than I normally would pseudo Thragnoff, but my argument was that I didn't think Washington would make the investment because they've had so much experience with his legs that, you know, if they're going to spend that kind of franchise money on him, they wouldn't do it if they weren't certain it wouldn't come back. And lo and behold, he's putting together by far a career season.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of in line with where it's been. You know, the assist uptick is kind of nice to see. But, you know, turnovers, steals, rebounds, that's all there. Wow. Field goal percent.
Look at that's where I was going at. The percents are preposterous.
The free throw percent was always kind of odd. I always thought he was better than that, yeah. Especially last year. I mean, last year was weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 7.3 threes per game. All right, 41%. Yeah, yikes.
Yeah, that's 41% from deep. 48.5% overall. His efficiency has been ridiculous. Is he a fourth-round pick next year? Because that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, you're going to have to trust the field goal percent for that.
Maybe. I mean, this is like DeRozan, but with threes.
Oh, yeah, the volume of free throws is but 4.5 per game is still, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shortcoming compared to DeRozan. What about, like, versus Middleton?
So we'll have to see what happens there. See how he finishes. Looks like it's going to be a strong finish, but we'll see.
I mean, I think Beal might be ahead of both those guys, so.
Well, Middleton's very similar. But I don't know if he's going to get the shot attempts. Middleton's big draw is his field goal percent, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he throws in steals. It's kind of a different build, I guess. But, yeah, fourth round's probably not terrible for Beal.
Yeah. Big.
But you got that is definitely thinking he's not going to go back to being a 42% shooter.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he was, like, over 44% the year before, and now that he's playing at an all-star level like John Wall wanted, remember that?
Oh, he's playing at a pretty healthy level, too.
That's true, but like I said, the legs thing, they wouldn't have invested if they didn't think that was over with.
Yeah, unfortunately, he said the same thing about Parsons, but you know.
Eh, 1 out of 2 at bad. If you shoot 50%, that's a pretty good percent, right?
Yeah, I'll take 1 for 2, sure.
Speaking of Parsons, came out today or yesterday that the Grizzlies might shut him down for the rest of the regular season. He still has soreness in that knee. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not good. He's had lots of issues now.
Dude, he just cram your mouth full of steroids like a normal person, Chandler Parsons. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to miss the year. Just take 1 year off anyway.
Yeah. Ugh. So frustrating. Ugh. All right. Are you back on the Willie Cauley-Stein with me? Will you come with me on the WCS train?
Is he starting again at least?
Yeah, he played 42 minutes, then 35 minutes his last two games. The Magic at Kings last night hasn't tipped yet when we recorded, but 20-13-3 against Washington, and then 13-5-5 against Denver. A combined 13-16 free throws, which is nice to see. Didn't get any blocks, 1 steal, but I don't know, it's good to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lukewarm on it. The 13 rebounds, I wouldn't bet on that.
No, probably not, but I think it's
okay. You know, you're open for 1 steal, 1 block is probably what you're going for.
Yeah.
That's probably best case scenario. With, you know, 6 or 7, 8 maybe rebounds, it's okay.
Rest of season, rank Cauley-Stein, Allen Williams, and Chris.
Chris is tough.
They're all
There's
tough.
Too many Williams. All to of search them. One time.
All of them have had really inconsistent minutes for sure.
I'd probably stick with Chris. I love that upside.
I know. Last two games have been, well, he had 3 blocks against Dallas, but the game before that, only 23.5 minutes, 8.6 rebounds, 1 block. He did get a 3, though. I don't know. I could see the argument. And you know I like Chris a lot.
It's throwing in the 3s. I mean, Allen Williams is nice and all with his double-doubles, but it's his double-doubles with a steal and a block. But, yeah, his minutes are kind of hard to trust, too.
Yeah.
True. It's hard to trust that you can really go out there and be that aggressive and survive those minutes. That'd be impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Buddy Hield, also with Cauley-Stein, getting more consistent, higher minutes, had 37 against the Wizards. I think that was an OT game. That's why they're both a little inflated. Then 30 minutes against the Nuggets, 18 and then 17 points, 7 combined threes in those games. Thragnoff?
No, I'll take the over on 30 minutes a game the rest of the season.
Over? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of made a point of it before that Washington game to give him more minutes. Like they made some statement about it. True. Now whether or not that'll come with steals, I don't.
No, I don't see steals either. Rest of the season, would you rather Buddy Hield or Terrence Ross?
Oh yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, I guess I'll go Buddy.
Yeah, Ross.
He's got less stuff eating into his shots.
Yeah, Ross was getting some steals and blocks early on, but they've kind of fizzled. And he never really did that before. I'm kind of with you. I mean, Buddy's definitely Thragnoff-ish. You know, the turnovers are meh and doesn't really do much else, but
I mean, maybe you'll feel a little better about about Ross's minutes.
But
I like I'd probably take it. I mean, we're just going for a Thragnoffer here. That's the thing. And the field is doing it better right now.
guess who I had to write about in the daily notes again? The Muppet Man is back.
We love you, Jason Kidd.
Oh, what are you I know you're being facetious, but come on.
He is my favorite.
I hate Jason Kidd so much. I don't know what I hate more, Jason Kidd or Chandler Parsons' knee.
Ooh. I'll go Kidd. He's messed up more players than just one.
That's a good point. But yeah, Henson's got 6 blocks his last 2 games as his minutes came back out of nowhere.
Sure, he's streamer worthy.
Yeah, but as soon as you stream him, you know you're getting a DMP, right?
I would definitely be looking at a back-to-back. What do we got, Lakers and Golden State? Sure. 17th, 18th. Maybe.
That's a good point. When is the 17th day? Is that a the Thursday? That's Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a full lineup on Friday or Saturday, I imagine Friday would be the only one that's close. Yeah, maybe, if the minutes continue through the week.
Yeah, at least you'll have he'll have to do it 4 games in a row before you add him, which would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great call. That might be someone to keep an eye on. Someone else I thought it's interesting to keep an eye on is our former under the radar boyfriend Tony Snell. Have you seen the little run he's been on lately?
It's kind of hard to imagine with Milton back. He's been doing it.
Yeah, he's got what is that? 7 steals the last 8 games, at least 1 in each one. 10+ points, at least a 3, but he's averaging.
So Jabari Parker's shots went to Tony Snell.
Well, lately they have, and somehow the Bucks have won 6 straight games. Explain that to me.
Okay. Minnesota, New York, Philadelphia.
Toronto and the Clippers started it.
Yeah. Indy. Sure.
Yeah, Indy's kind of okay.
They should be a playoff team, right? That's still going to happen.
The Pacers, yeah, I think they're like 500.
No, I mean the Bucks. The Bucks are going to make it, right?
Oh, I don't know. Jason Kidd's done everything to keep him out of the playoffs.
I know, he's really trying.
Milwaukee's 31-33. I don't really know the playoff picture.
I'll go Buddy over Snell though, just for the. I know he's going to get the shots up.
Okay, I like that. based on some REL drama. Larry Sanders is signed by the Cavs. Do you care in any leagues?
Do we have a D league?
Fantasy D league?
That a tiebreaker we have, or?
I'd play some fantasy. Dude, they should make fantasy D league. That'd be great. Although it would suck if you had a great player and then he gets called up to the NBA.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Those 28, 29-year-olds that never get called up, that's what you're going with.
Yeah, that's what you need.
They should stay away from the young guys.
They really need to make fantasy D league. I'd love that. That'd be a great additional game for the site.
It'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be kind of annoying. It would be as annoying as it would be fun.
I mean, the rotations, I don't know how much they stick to those.
Oh, man, did you see to bring in Larry Sanders that they waived Andrew Bogut?
Oh, poor Bogut. He still gets the pick if they win, right?
No, I don't know. He couldn't even get a minute before he had to quit it.
Well, he's been bought out twice now, right?
Wonder what's the most amount of times a player's been bought out in a season.
It's more than 2, I'm sure.
Zubac, gotta start. The savior of the world.
Awesome. I'm glad I held on to him in one league in my 250. He is gonna save me. He's gonna win me blocks twice.
He only played 19 minutes against the Sixers, but had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 blocks, shot 4 of 5 from the field. He is so amazing. I don't know why he missed his free throws for a little stretch there. I mean, he was 0 for 5 over a stretch of 4 games before that. But it was
I'm pretty sure he's been like an 80% free throw shooter.
Yeah, most of the time.
I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, speaking of free throws, did you see what Maurice Harkless did?
Nope.
He went 0 for 9 last week at the free throw line.
Ooh, that'll bring your numbers back down to earth. All right, now he's under 60% free throws on the year.
Oh, that's always what he's been bad at. Oh, yeah, he was 0 for 2, 0 for 2, 0 for 1, 0 for 4 last week. Thanks to a commenter for... since I don't own Harkless anywhere, because, you know, I've been yelling about him for a while.
I mean, the free throw issues I think we've mentioned multiple times.
Yeah, that's true, we have.
He didn't quite Bazemore it.
What does Bazemore it? Like, make it... where the volume... Oh, completely turn it around?
Yeah, Bazemore's back down to expected levels. Oh,
Bazemore's so frustrating.
Okay. Yeah, that 81.5 last year, that was for Bazemore.
Yeah, it's so that weird.
That was unpredictable, I had no idea. It made him a top 50 player all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's so weird that a guy can be a bad free throw shooter, suddenly be a good one, and then go back to being bad.
Well, with Bazemore, I'd argue volume. I mean, 2 a game. Not much.
got to get in a flow with the free throws.
At least to get a good sample size, yeah.
All right, so are you ready for some REL bias? I didn't think Jordan Crawford was an interesting pickup, but now I do! Add him in all your 12ers!
I can't believe $7 got him.
I can't believe it either! I just did that as like a, meh, you know, just so people will see him on it.
Because you should. I mean,
yeah.
As a playoff team, there's no reason not to.
Unbelievable that someone dropped 55 on Sabonis. But 7-1 Jordan Crawford. Now, given that makes Sabonis a $1 keeper.
Yeah, there's only like a half dozen teams that care about Crawford.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
and I don't have $7, so there's only, I mean, there was only like two teams that could have outbid you that even cared.
That's a good point. That's
kind of what happened.
Well, he's the number one added player in Yahoo right now. I was completely kidding. His last two, his last couple games have been with brow hurt and then with Cousins not playing a ton of minutes because of game flow or something. That said, you know, he's scoring and getting some assists. He's a decent streamer.
Sure. I don't know what's going to happen when the shots aren't falling. You know, right now he's shooting over 50% in both games.
In all three games, yeah.
Yeah, all three games. Yeah, we'll see what happens when he goes, you know, 2-for-10 and if they leave him out there.
Yeah, they probably won't. But they did need a wing score. We brought that up last time, that Solomon Hill is...
I'm looking at this Fab budget. There's only one person that had more than $7 that was a playoff team.
Yeah, I got lucky.
There's no one that cared. No, your timing, man. Timing is everything. Timing,
yeah. That's what that was my intro to the Daily Notes for the week, was timing's a bitch with Aldridge. Man, that sucks.
Yeah, that is rough.
Right before the playoffs.
That doesn't surprise you, I'm sure.
Nah, well, it's the Spurs and he's old. It's can't be too surprised.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't sell out for him. He was one of the options to trade a bunch away. I'm glad I held off there.
Yeah, he was an REL rental that was traded at the deadline. So, all right, Slim, let's take a look at the 30-point challenge board. And, since I did not update the board before our last show, I completely forgot that I actually had an extra point. How lucky is that?
Just you?
Yeah. It was when Kyrie had 43 against the Hawks. I was like, Kyrie's hot right now, and it's that Schroeder defense.
All right, that's not bad.
And you picked, that was the one where you picked Hayward via text, and he scored 12.
Yeah, he's had a rough couple games recently. That, man, without Gobert and Favors, that team is not the same.
Yeah, is Gobert playing tonight? I saw his game time decision. I don't know if there's a decision on that.
Nope, I haven't seen one.
All right, well, hopefully Gobert is so important to so many teams right now. Way more than Aldridge.
Yeah, I've got him on my my 250 team, and yeah, unfortunately I have a bye.
Yeah, you need that bye. So overall the scores now are 11 for me, 9.5 for Slim, and 9.5 for Connor leading the commenters. Lisandro is on a tear. He got points the last two. He's got 9, so he's clipping on our heels. Looking at tonight's games. Got the Pistons at Cleveland. OKC absolutely blowing out the Nets. Pacers at the Poppycockers. Really the only decent game might be the Blazers at the Pelicans, right?
Oh, it's with the way the Pelicans are playing and Portland having to deal with the... I mean, Nurkic is going to have a rough time with that.
Oh, Nurkic, Cousins, they might get in a fight.
Well, if Nurkic can be on the court long enough.
Yeah,
Cousins gets people in foul trouble so easy.
Oh, I also put in my daily notes that I had a dream where Salah Mejri got subbed in a game and like DeMarcus Cousins, they like ran into each other and Cousins turned and just cold clocked Mejri in the face. Like, why did I have a dream like that? And two, why could that be the most realistic thing you could ever imagine?
I don't understand why Mejri. That's the real question.
Oh, Mejri, like, gets pissed at, like, he yells at refs. He had that thing where he almost got in a fight with someone outside the locker room. Who was that with? Oh, Trevor Ariza. Ariza, right?
Is there someone in your life you want to get into a fight with?
I think I could get in a fight with Measuring and do okay. Like, he's tall, but he's so uncoordinated.
Yeah, right. He's so big.
He's so uncoordinated. Like, even me, I could just duck a little bit, and he'll, like, get, he'll miss, and then lose his balance, and I'll just go for the knees.
Yeah, he's probably like a Muay Thai specialist, you know, knees to the face kind of guy. He'd be out in seconds.
I probably would. I am a big pansy, but as it is. And then lastly, you got the Sixers at the Warriors. Wouldn't be surprised to see more benchings there or something. I don't know. Man, anything else you're watching? Yeah, this slate's kind of lame.
You know, I'll always watch my goose.
Yeah. Oh, how many blocks did he have over the weekend? Like 11 or something?
I think it was 6-1, maybe 5-another, 3-another. It was a lot.
I think it was 6-5. The
category was not close because of it.
Yeah, the goose is loose. Him versus Miles Turner, which great debate of second round big men, right?
Yeah, and we might see this, some Willie in there.
Yeah, that's true. Both
minutes have been up and down, kind of based off of matchups.
Both Turner and Goose have really faded off in the second half. Now, I know Goose is off a hot weekend, but Turner's still fading a little bit.
Yeah, Goose has had those couple of injury issues. I think he's back 100% right now.
All right, so taking a look at the top 10 scorers, we've got Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Brow, DeRozan, Cousins, Lillard, Kawhi, LeBron, Kevin Durant. I actually got the last point, so I get to go first. Let's see. Man, Kyrie getting me that point last time against that Arjax defense.
It might be against that Ish Smith defense.
Yeah, possibly. Let's see, the Cavs didn't play yesterday. I just want to be sure no one's getting benched, although you have a risk of getting benched any time you pick those guys. Don't really want to pick Steph against the Sixers. I don't know if he'll play enough. You know what? I'm gonna go off script. I'm gonna take Paul George against the Poppycockers.
All right. Well, I'm gonna watch that game and go ahead and take my goose.
Oh, I like it. We'll be facing that. Hey, now we have a reason to watch this awful slate of games, right?
Oh, I don't need a reason to watch basketball. I don't care who's playing.
Oh, look at you.
I'll watch it for the weirdest reasons.
Look at
you. I'll watch it just to watch the mascots come running on the field for no reason.
That Suns clip, if you didn't see it, Peter Cat put it in his daily notes last week, where the Suns gorilla comes running on the court in the middle of live action. Hilarious, yeah. Basketball always gives us the season a reason to watch. You're right. So sorry to be. I called you pessimistic Pat before we started recording about something else. Now I'm pessimistic JB, I guess.
This is true.
Well. We've got that to cheer up on. I don't know. Basketball is always going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to the rest of this week. Just a lot of the Tuesday matchups were kind of crappy. It's not my fault.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, you got to watch carefully right now. You've been playing the fantasy the entire year, and this is when it really matters.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to the playoffs. Be sure to get your 30-point challenge picks in on this podcast post, basketball.rasball.com. It should be one of the top podcast posts there. Also, be sure to set your and join our Razzball NCAA bracket pool. There's a post called The Madness of March 5. I'll also link the pool in this podcast notes, but it's free to play. We're going to give the winner a $50 Amazon gift card completely for free just for joining our pool and setting your bracket with us. So hop in that, put in your entry. We'll talk a little bit of some March Madness, I'm sure, because it's basketball. Through the podcast in the next few weeks. So good luck to everyone on your brackets there. Slim, I think we're good to take off here. Did you have a good weekend? Did you enjoy my visit?
Yeah. I'm glad you got me out of work for a couple days. I appreciate that.
That is true. Come in the middle of the week just to take you from work. And to go see Tim Tebow.
Just to see Tim Tebow. It's the only reason to see.
Oh, hopefully Tebow goes to try to play in the NBA next. That's what I'm hoping for.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. Okay.
Be hilarious. That's,
not sure what position he. Oh, we need a new gorilla in Phoenix, don't we?
Oh, that's a perfect way to end the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back, I think, on Thursday morning with the next show. And until then, stay hot with your basketball teams. Talk to you next week, or in a couple days. Oh, worst outro ever. Talk to you in a couple days.
ever.
Later.
Adios.